Perhaps you're like me, and at times you want to just check out. You don't want to think about anything. Just want some time alone, time for quiet, time for stillness. Many of us will look at vacation in that way, right? Just let me have some time alone. Let me get away. Let me check out. My house is a busy house. And it's interesting when you go on vacation, in my family, the house just goes with you. And so the busy house becomes the busy lodge or the busy hotel room. I have to chuckle because it's the marathon. I didn't grow up while I was away, by the way. Sorry. I have to chuckle because my wife and I run the marathon, and at the end of the day, kids are finally in bed, and we are like, boom, exhausted, and it's just, you know, finally a little peace and quiet. You know, even as I say that, you may get the wrong message that I wish my house wasn't busy. It's far from that. I dare ask if we would ask some of you who had a busy house and your house is quiet, you'd probably give anything for a little bit more noise. For the people who made those noises to be in your time and your space a little bit more often. But something that I have been challenged and convicted about is this idea of checking out and longing for it and asking the question, is there a right way to think about that? Because just checking out and just basically just shutting down and not thinking about anything just doesn't seem right. And I was curious about that. And I thought of a few scriptures, like in Ephesians chapter 5, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I also thought about how Jesus took time for rest, and he went alone, went away, called his disciples and said, let's get away, you've had some busy time, and so it's good to have some rest. And I thought about, you know, how I long for my mind so often, so busy with all of these different things that are happening in life, and I long for it to just be still. And I thought of this verse, be still and know that I am God. And I said to myself, well, we long for this stillness in our minds and our hearts. But you know what? It's not a checking out. But the stillness is a checking in. It's a checking in with the Lord. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 46. And I'd like us to just briefly consider this thought. Be still and know that I am God. One of the things that I find myself doing when my children and my wife are away sometimes is because the house is then quiet is I will just seek to escape to maybe watch a movie or just check out some sports, check out what's happening in football, whatever. Just kind of just retreat into something that I don't have to think. And I know that, you know, there won't be any distractions. And what's interesting is I walk away from those times often more tired and exhausted and not refreshed. And I began to ask myself about, you know, my entertainment and the quality therein, and realizing that how am I taking this time for stillness, this time for rest, and how am I using it in a way that is truly brings about restoration? And I realize that I need to make some changes. I need to have a different perspective about these times in our life, in my life. And I encourage you to think about that as well, because I do believe rest is very important. God did not set aside the seventh day just because he didn't want to win. This was his purpose. The seventh day, he rested. And so rest is an important part of our lives. But what about the mental rest? Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof. Selah. It's kind of noisy, isn't it? If you think about this, the earth be removed, mountains carried in the midst of the sea, the waters roar, there's trouble, the mountains shake. This is noisy. The psalmist is saying, though God is our refuge and strength, he's a very present help in trouble. Verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. And the psalmist here is making reference to, here is the city of God, and in the midst of the city is the temple and the dwelling place of God. The Lord of hosts is with us. And though the kingdoms all around us are raging, and the earth be moved and melted, God is still with us. Verse 8, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, he cuts the spear in sunder, he burns the chariot in fire. Be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Oh, so often, church, we long for the stillness. But we want the stillness to be on our terms. We want to be able to define what that looks like and how that appears. And we think we've got it figured out. We think that the stillness and the peace and the retreat that will be found in the absence of people or in the absence of struggle, in the absence of tumult. But what are we learning from this psalm? Even in the midst of all the noise, even in the midst of all the shaking, notice the senses, the hearing, the feeling, the seeing. In the midst of all the hateful things that the heathen will say, in the midst of all the wars, God is still with you. And this statement that we so often will quote and we will say and we will look for and we will look for this retreat and in our minds we say, be still and know that I am God. So often we stop at the be stills part and we seek to empty our minds of everything when in fact it says, be still and what? Know that I am God. And dear people, we as a people, as God's people, we're not meant to be people walking around with empty heads. Because do you realize what happens when you just empty your mind? The world will fill it quickly. Because that's just the natural way. No, as a Christian, we are different. I know it's a popular thing in our world today to some exercises and things, relax, empty your mind, breathe. You know, be still, it says, and know that I am God. That's far from emptying your mind. That is God giving you and me direction and how we might know true rest, how we might realize true stillness and find true refreshment, find that refuge even in the midst of the storms. Be still and know that I am God. This has encouraged me in that I will find the greatest refreshment when I seek to know my God. I will admit to you, I haven't figured it all out yet. I'm not a master at this. I still have many things in my life that I will run to that I think will satisfy this longing. And I am not condemning things. I want us to have this correction and this priority that when we realize and need restoration and rest, we go to the right place. Instead of checking out, we check in. Lord Jesus, you are our God, and it is found in you true refuge and peace. Oh Lord Jesus, help us to be still and know that you are God. I know that you are God, for your word declares such. For your creation proclaims your glory. I know you are God, for I have seen you change the lives of people. Change their direction, their eternal destiny, from hell to heaven. From being lost to being found. Oh God, I know that you are God, for I have watched you sustain the suffering. I have watched you heal, both physically and emotionally, the hurting. Lord Jesus, I know that you are God, for I have watched you sustain people in the midst of battles. Oh God, I know that you are God, for I have watched you transform my own life and teach me things, and still teach me things that are good and right. I know you are God, for you have convicted me of sin. And then you are right there to forgive. I know that you are God, because you tell me in your word that you will cleanse me from all unrighteousness. God, there are people here today within the sound of my voice. I believe, Lord, who may not know you. There may be some here today that are longing for a stillness in their hearts, and they've been looking in all the wrong places, like I have at times. Oh God, we check in with you today. You never leave us nor you forsake us. But sometimes our minds just check out and we forget. Thank you. Thank you for this truth. In Jesus' name, amen.